Women's professional basketball is officially coming north. In Guelph and across the country, it represents yet another step indicating the rise in popularity of women's sports. And with that, organizations need to be ready to accommodate that rise at the grassroots level. The participation rate with girls in the sport of basketball in Guelph fluctuates frequently, said Vanessa Lodge, the co-vice president of development with the Guelph Youth Basketball Association. I think a variety of factors play into that, but it's great to see Toronto get a WNBA team. Hopefully we have an influx. She said this rise provides a great opportunity to grow sport at the grassroots level for girls. But organizations and the city need to be prepared to handle that influx, should it come. We have to be prepared for it, and be able to provide a positive experience for girls, Lodge said. That's the big thing that I think will really determine the longevity of their involvement. By positive experience, an example she used was having adequate coaching in place, who can coach girls where they are at. There are just those subtle differences when you coach the girls compared to the boys, and making sure that the coaches have training in that aspect, and making sure that they are aware of it, she said. The WNBA announced Thursday that an expansion team will be established in Toronto. It's anticipated the team will begin play in 2026. But it's not just the WNBA's upcoming venture into Toronto that is cause for all the excitement around women's sports. Young basketball phenom Caitlin Clark has burst onto the WNBA scene. The 22-year-old set a number of collegiate records during her four-year tenure in Iowa, NCAA Division I, before she was selected first overall in the most recent WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. Beyond basketball, the Professional Women's Hockey League, PWHL, has nearly wrapped up its first season, breaking attendance records multiple times over. A Canadian Women's Professional Soccer League is slated to start in 2025 as well. Lodge is excited to see the ripple effects, as women's sports become more of a popular thing to watch overall. While Clark is plying her trade with the Fever, a former member of the team is showing her excitement for Canada's newest professional sports franchise. Guelph native Natalie Achanwa spent six seasons in Indiana, before a two-year stint in Minnesota and is now a free agent. Chills, she told Guelph today when asked about the new franchise. I don't know if anyone thought it would be something that came to life so soon, and so quickly. She acknowledged Larry Tenenbaum and the Kilmer Sports Group for the investments made to grow the game, and bring this to fruition. I know that young Natalie couldn't even dream of these dreams, Achanwa said. I'm overwhelmed with emotion because I think of the young girls and boys that are going to be able to grow up with the greatest women's basketball players, the greatest league, in their backyard. She said the reach is going to be huge, noting Guelph residents will only have to trek down the 401 to get to a WNBA game. She added it's one thing to watch on TV. It's another to interact and feel the atmosphere in the arena in person. To know that the reach will continue to expand, it's not just Toronto's team, it's Canada's team, it's Guelph's team, it's Hamilton's team, it's going to be Vancouver's team. The reach is going to be huge and it'll continue to grow with this next generation, Achanwa said. I know I can't wait to see on the branch out, and how much it does beyond the on-court success that it'll have. On top of the teams, Achanwa said the individual role models will be a big thing for the next generation too. Not only for them to be able to see the representation of who they could be as professional athletes, but also you have some of the most multifaceted, strong, competitive, fierce, passionate women that play in this league, she said. They will be amazing role models for this next generation to see at home, on Canadian soil.